From PR News in Washington, I'm plotting to start a solar-powered PR training camp in Oregon. President Bush will not solve the nation's energy problems, but he says
the Energy Policy Act is going to help every American to expand.
The UN's watch agency has confirmed that PR News has restarted conversion activities, a step that the U.S. and the European Union have warned would lead them to seek PR News in Washington.
What is a drug? Hallucinogens, such as LSD and psilocybin, mushrooms, cause
the subgenius power of what?
Stimulants such as amphetamine, cocaine, MDMA, ecstasy, speed up or overstimulate
the subgenius power of what?
Did the person make an unusual action or statement? Did the subject say anything about
Bob?
Detected in the urine of a chronic user for up to 30 days.
Answered the question, what is the church of the subgenius? And it's a difficult question to answer because basically it is an answer that didn't wait around for a question.
It's never straight up and down.
It's never straight up and down. It's never straight up and down. It's never straight up and down.
Now it can be told, friends, we're all Devo. This particular episode of this show, number 1012 of Hour of Slack, will replace drugs by devolving your mind down far enough to make you almost normal, which for a subgenius is really, really messed up. Sort of like being high, but stupider. Praise Bob. And I feel sorry for anybody who's listening to this show on their car radios when you start hearing the druggishly disorienting files of Lemur, Norrell, Phineas, and others. That would all be bad enough, but also Devo was in town, and there was a devotional, the annual celebration of de-evolution held in Akron, for which our friend Reverend Toth Wilder helped produce this Devo cover album called Not Necessarily Beautiful, But Mutated. Number 5, in fact, that is just great. It makes you feel high. In fact, this whole show will do that. So let's go into that theme for tonight, which is de-evolution through drugs, disease, pills, and Bob. And next week, we'll be covering sex.
This is what the lemur was really after. And it rubs the chemical cocktail all over its body. The toxins are a powerful insect repellent, but they're also a narcotic, and the lemur gets more and more spaced out the more it rubs. It's downright drug abuse. Black lemurs are millipede junkies, always on the lookout for their next multi-legged fix. This behavior is definitely bad for them. But it seems that the benefits of the insecticide outweigh the risks. So it's actually an imaginative use of another animal. And there's little apparent harm to the lemur's millipede neighbor.
Hi, this is Kaz Bilby.
We want amphetamines, cocaine, depressants, barbiturates, opiates, alcohol, tobacco, hallucinogens. We want
the downers and the uppers. Better take a downer, take an upper.
Pills, get high, downers. Oh, isn't that much better?
That song, Mechamania Boy, originally by Devo from the Devo cover collection, not necessarily beautiful but mutated. And you can contact Occupant at www.synthlabs.com. And before that and after this, Cut Up Cutouts by Lemur and Norel Pref. But first, Reverend Bleepo Abernathy.
Pills to the left of me, a pills to my right, a pills in the day and pills in the night. Yeah, pills, I'm talking about pills for the bad and pills for the good, a pills for the young and misunderstood. Yeah, pills. You're talking about pills. Well, pills in my hamper, pills in my socks, pills in the woods and pills on the rocks. Yeah, pills.
talking about pills now. Pills. Pills are the only things to do. Pills are better friends than you. Yeah, pills.
Pills.
Talking about pills now.
Pills.
My friends, the pills.
Oh, just give me some of them pills.
Oh, give me those pills, Bob.
Can we have some pills over here, please?
Here, have some pills. Take some more of these pills.
Taking all those pills
in the morning.
Can I have some pills, please, for my
more
heart?
More pills.
And that's just the sort of thing I was talking about. Exactly, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. This is the secret Reverend Bleepo Abernathy speaking to you over the airwaves of your local radio station there. First of all, I want to say that none of the pills are ever good enough, as you all know. And as you're out there, you know, you cannot feel anything without some sort of pill. Now, that pill could be, of course, you know, your average, vitamin or Dexedrine or something like that. Or it can be Jesus. It's any kind of pill that you mention at all. We don't want to get too specific here, but let's just face it, friends, you're all looking for a pill.
We're not talking a quart of pills, we're talking a bucket of pills, which is sometimes, some people relate to half an old-fashioned bathtub full of pills. Like, sometimes, I don't know how much quarts of pills go for in Dallas right now, but I think in New York you can get about a half a handful of pills for what, like, a pint of pills might cost you in Austin or Chicago. They've been smuggled in by Tibetan llamas, which have been working for Bob for centuries.
I heard they put them on the bellies of sea turtles at one point.
They
put them in the Atlantic.
They put them on
a 7-year voyage.
They put them on your tongue. They put them on.
Get your nail infection. Get your discolored or flaky nails. Get your live infection. Get your kidney problems. Get your serious side effects. Get your serious skin reactions. Get your diarrhea? Ask your doctor about indigestion and rash from the liver or serious diarrhea. Get your pills.
Now, what about things that you sniff up in your nose? Cocaine. Right. Goes in the membrane. Feel high. Snort it and sniff it. Cocaine is good. Why don't you take this and just sniff a little bit? Feel good. Thank you.
Getting high is important. For some people, it's even more important. Now what do you do? Well, if your doctor eliminates odors, leave your car fresh.
Yes. Yes. Without
Bob.
Without
Bob.
I was nothing. I was an addict for 9 years. All for what? For drugs. I went 8 times to jail. I thought I was gonna be an addict, a dope fiend, a junkie. But I heard about
Bob.
I went to him. Kneeling down, I gave myself to him. Right now, at this moment. And I tell you, he did. Because he's in me. And he drills in me. Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Me? Disease. I thought it was just disease. I thought it was just that doctor. He had damaged the lining of my esophagus. He prescribed erosions to my esophagus. Said I needed serious stomach conditions and headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. My esophagus needed my esophagus.
Talk about pills.
Nervous.
Itching Brain by Gadgetto with Occupant. You can get information from Gadgetto.com. That's like Gadget with Gadgetto.com. Yes. And friends, for this show, I pulled out an old rant from an ancient Hour of Slack done when I was so young that Reagan was president and we didn't even know how to pronounce espresso. Now imagine a world where heroin was legal, but possession of coffee was punishable by up to 50 years in jail. In other words, friends, think of a world where you could run down to the nearest convenience store just about any time of day or night and purchase any amount of liquid heroin you wanted. A whole bottle of heroin would be about $3. Or you could go down to a heroin den and sit and shoot up with all your shooting buddies until about 2 a.m. Then you'd get on the expressway and drive home. Or, for that matter, folks, that in the heroin world, where imagine the authorities making heroin so much a part of their business world that nobody closed a big business deal without having a few shots of smack with the client. When there'd be billboards all over the roads for the coolest brands of heroin, showing beautiful models, skin popping next to a waterfall. And on TV, well, not only would there be all these ads showing your favorite sports heroes shooting their favorite brand of heroin, but in any party scene, any scene of any TV show where people were shown relaxing or having a good time, well, they're always taking just a few little sniffs of smack. Now, the leaders of a world like that would have to be pretty insane, right? I mean, it'd be obvious that the leaders themselves were not only heroin users, but stood to gain quite a bit from the whole population, aside from a few anti-heroin fanatics leaning on this substance to relax. But let's take it a step further, friends. Imagine if these people made coffee illegal, because they said it was addicting. And it led to harder stuff like espresso. But yet untold millions of people had been drinking coffee for thousands of years and no one had ever OD'd. You drink it and it sharpens you up a bit and then later you crash a bit. But it's so illegal that the smugglers are getting fantastically rich having contraband coffee beans flown up from South America. And there'd be this whole subculture of bean heads. People that were into coffee and partly as a rebellion against the establishment. And the whole reason that coffee led to harder stuff like espresso or NyQuil was because to buy coffee, you had to go to a coffee dealer's house, a pusher's house, where you'd encounter people who were espresso users. And on top of that, a 1 ounce bag of coffee beans would cost like $100 just for an ordinary Maxwell House grade. And people'd be arrested and spend their whole lives in jail, maybe even be executed for using coffee, which is relatively harmless, while this whole planet of junkies was going scot-free. And President Reagan would be up there, you'd see him in the news partying with world leaders, all of them snorting a bit of smack and shooting up. Imagine what a horrible, topsy-turvy world that would be, friends, where they made a powerful central nervous system depressant not only legal, but glamorous. while an organically grown, harmless bean off of a bush could wreck your life only because of the laws against it.
I demand a sobriety test.
That does it. Go lock yourself up.
I demand a sobriety test because I ain't been drinking.
The taxi driver got smashed, and the waitress, she got tipsy. In Kansas City, New York City, great big city, itty bitty city. Now
everybody's drunk, and everybody's wasted. That would change the world is still looking for its car keys. The terrorist got bombed, the president got hit, security was tied, yeah, the Secret Service got lit. The FBI, CIA, DWI, USA, everybody's drunk, and everybody's wasted. Gonna change it, 'cause everybody's drunk, and everybody's wasted, and everybody's drinking on the job.
Anyway, folks.
Somebody said, Dr. Drummond, are you going to smoke frop up there? I said, I just don't know. I can't tell you right now. It just depends on how I feel at the time.
An honest answer.
I just don't know.
Well, we want you to profit by our example and indulge the inner being whenever possible. And as many times as you deem necessary.
I am completely aware of what chemistry and drugs can do to assist and aid the body and mind. Yet I don't really believe that what has happened to me comes strictly from chemistry. There must be an explanation for this phenomenon.
We'll be right back.
Going Under by Steve-O-Matic Destiny. And you can find more of that at steveomaticdestiny.com. Before that, the Psycho Skeletons. Before that, that song Drinking on the Job is by The Rainmakers.
I did it. I admit it. You're right. I bite the big one. I'm crude. And I'm awful. I'm a pantload and a snootful. And I stink. And I'm lousy. I'm creepy. And I'm blousy. I'm a Nazi and a commie and a homo and a lesbian and a tidal wave bedwetter. And I don't care if I get better. Cause I'm wearing leather panties to the old folks' home on Christmas and a t-shirt that says, I buggered Big Bird and a Santa hat and nothing else. Screw them. And I do them like Puerto Rican skanks cause I'm inferior to even Alabama winos. I do the Edwardian earwig probe on the blind and I snap wet towels on your goodies and I soak them in your liquor first, you stupid hippie, cause I'm a snippy cruise director and a drunken Rosicrucian. And I act like a giant chicken at funerals of people I didn't even know just to sicken the relatives and throw a sack of garbage in the grave as I yell, you owed me $20, you bastard! I'm a dastardly crap sack and three quarters. I fart in airlocks just for starters. I screwed the pooch and I diddle your cat. I'm bald and stupid and way too fat. I sprinkled ants in the punch bowl and squirted WD-40 in the onion dip. I'm a 12-hour vacation drive with screaming kids. I throw my poo at monkeys at the zoo. And I whizzed on your guitar strings and I poured Coke into your keyboard. I gave Mama Cass that damn sandwich. I sent your wife that latex arm for her birthday. I paid your bills with photocopied money just to watch you squirm through my binoculars when the feds came to kick your ugly booty. I put super glue in your granny's brassiere and KY jelly on her dentures. I put ball bearings in your hubcaps so you think your wheels are gonna fall off. And I bought the nails for the crucifixion. And I put leopard bikini briefs on the statue of Jesus at St. Patty's. Figure out how, you cow. And I goosed Mother Superior and went, wugga, 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 moo, big girl. And I put the vodka in baby Leroy's orange juice. And I throw bubble gum and chicken legs in the dryers at the laundromat. And I'm a 24-karat liar when I say everything I just said is true. So Crisco up to the elbow for you, and thank you kindly, dumbass. Hell Pope Huey, friends. And well, you know what Bob did for Hell Pope Huey? He can do for you. Bob can turn an ugly caterpillar into a beautiful swan.
And a perfectly normal, healthy individual into a great political or military leader better than irreversible brain damage.
This world is in a hell of a fix. It is a fact.
This world is in a hell of a fix.
A hell of a fix.
Ford can't cope
without. Now reveal your flakiness and redness.
Cholesterol only comes from footlong Grandpa Frank. Your cholesterol only comes from food. Ask your doctor about bad foods, increasing your risk of getting liver problems. That's healthy pain or weakness.
He said, do you have any attention dystrophy? Aspirin, Kant disease,
I hope.
Heart, sir, multiple reflex, fibropression disorder, diabetes, fibias, multiple sclerodystis.
Wrong, but right.
I know you.
Me?
You're sitting there.
Heart failure.
Wait.
Infections.
Till
tuberculosis?
Don't.
Infection. Infection. Infections.
Till you can't.
Fatal infections.
Not.
Tuberculosis.
Don't.
Serious allergic nervous blood disorders.
Don't.
Lymph.
Not.
Oh,
do it.
Serious system disorders. Sometimes fatal.
Do it. Gone.
You. Me?
You imbecile. You bloated idiot. You stupid fathead. You...
Ha ha ha!
disease. Pregnant. Medication. Nursing.
Most haven't.
Is Mr. Freely there?
Who?
Freely. First initial is IP.
Hold on, I'll check. Is IP Freely here? Hey, everybody, IP Freely.
From PR News in Washington, I'm being honored as a suitcase full of oil, natural gas, and electricity, and heavy books. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez never finished high school, but he usually traveled with a uranium conversion plant. On Wall Street, 22-10-55-13-4, the UN's dog agency will meet in emergency session to decide whether to refer the matter to PR News in Washington.
Lemur did that, friends. So that's from the CDR called Lemur Oggs. Before that, lemur cut-ups galore, plus some movie clips sent in by Reverend Jacques Petty. And now begins the mind-bending psychedelic part of our show, and I hope you aren't driving for this.
Meditation tapings. Greetings. Here's a tape for your court-ordered meditation.
Tape error. Tape error.
No matter what shape your stomach's in, acid, it's the best on any stomach.
Brings runny nose, watery eyes. Take Vistan.
Take Alka-Seltzer.
Irritation. Yes, just remember.
Get certified lead. Get certified lead. And you get it.
Cream in body with less creamy, creamy, dreamy body.
But
works out to a lot of Coke. Tired of Coke after Coke after Coke. Coke after Coke after Coke.
Coke after Coke after Coke. Coke after Coke after Coke.
Commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living. Commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living. Colt 45 malt liquor.
Believe it or not.
But is it really art?
Greasy.
New disease.
Take.
Take it all up. Take it all up.
The flavor is. Come, the flavor is. Come. Proud pickle.
What's going on?
Put on hippie clothes. Hello, Johnny.
Who's there?
Johnny. Who's there? John Smith, I believe. That's right.
Who are you?
Put on?
Hit the clothes.
This ain't no joke.
Great, 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 great.
Crazy. The whole world's gone crazy if you ask me.
Mind. As I was saying, we were talking about this country. These United States of America.
A bunch of hooligans.
Your founding fathers. Riff-raff, riff-raff. Today, I haven't made up my mind yet.
But why keep a cow when milk's so cheap, huh?
Now, don't talk like that, Johnny.
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Young people who believe in weirdos of today, weirdos of today.
Good evening, Dr. Harden. Harden.
Give me a whistle, okay?
Hey, saw the light.
Hey,
saw the light.
Maybe you can do it alone.
Harden, Harden. Gag. Right?
Wait just a minute, you blow. And down below, human rights over property rights.
I mean free speech, including the right of dissent, and human rights over property rights?
Dirtier society, ordinary people. The riots, the burning, the looting.
You're gonna make an omelet? You're gonna break a few eggs.
Oh, John. The right of dissent. Kaput. 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 Jump, 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 jump.
That should be more shooting than looting.
Bombs and killing. Filthy, 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 filthy books and magazines and filthy movies. The fast buck and free sex. Hey, let's shack up, baby.
Give me a whistle, okay?
Come on, get off it, John. He's every inch the man you thought he was.
It's only a question of time before it's legalized.
Well, this is a nation that's in serious trouble.
Oh, and America wants to make love, not war. Wow. Well, so who doesn't? But they still want high wages that go along with wartime jobs. And all the while, the national debt's going up and up and up and up. And you want to cop out and leave it as a legacy to our generation to pay for it. Broken head. Baby, we are the new revolutionaries.
This person brought in a string of Christmas tree lights. And the lights were different colors, and they would flash and blink on and off randomly. The whole thing was just blinking on and off. But the person didn't lay them out in any organized order. He just had them clumped over his arm. It was this big cluster of this string of lights. And we in the audience looked at it for a while. Not much happened. It was just random firing. And then he turned on some music. And first he put on a piece by Beethoven. And within a very short period of time, within a minute, the music had this magical effect. It organized the lights, and they started forming a pattern. In fact, they were in complete concordance with the music. They formed the pattern of blinking that was in the same tempo as the music and went with the nuances of the music. It was sort of amazing. But then he switched off that music, and he put on a piece by John Coltrane, a piece of modern jazz, my favorite. And within another short period of time, in less than a minute, the lights became reorganized again and started going to the tempo of the new music and showing the nuances of the new music. Isn't that amazing how sound can actually reorganize light? Actually, it didn't happen, as you could realize. It wasn't that anything changed in the lights. It was inside. It was in our minds. And what happened for me happened for everybody else there, too. We reorganized our thinking because when we saw this jumbled mess, this random pattern, I would argue, we don't like that. We don't like confusion as humans. And even when we're not trying to, even when we're unconscious of it, we tend to organize our world. And that's what we did. Our minds did it automatically, looking for patterns, constantly looking for patterns. So that's handy. Since we have that tendency anyway, it makes sense that we're going to develop theories. Now, I want to give you a test at this point. You're thinking, oh, darn, I didn't want to have a test on the first day of class. But here it is.
It's a kind of magic.
Information about Left Orbit Temple at www.tydirium.net. That's T-Y-D-I-R-I-U-M.net. The music in the background here is by Magicyclops, and the music we had earlier in the background for the credits was by Will Devo. All of that from the not necessarily beautiful but mutated collection. Yes. And before that, all of that, we had Only a Test was from NationalCynicalRadio.com. And before that, Collages by NorelPref.com. And now a clip from the new DVD, Stang Live, from Starwood 25.
Festivals and people try to guilt trip me. They go, Reverend Stang, you're running around working and doing things and selling stuff. Why don't you just get some slack, dude? You know, have a beer, lay down, watch TV. That's not my idea. Slack! For some people, slack is doing things at the most intense, alert way you can possibly do them. Drinking beer and watching TV might be what you're doing with that intensity. I'm not gonna try to tell you what slack is. And in fact, that's where we differ from all the other religions and political groups. They'll all tell you what slack is supposed to be for you. Man, you are up shit creek with us. You are on your own, Daddy-O.
Group.com. From Not Necessarily Beautiful But Mutated, the Devo cover album, partially produced by our old friend, Reverend Toth Wilder of Akron. A true subgenius master, friends. And in fact, this song by the Rainmakers, we dedicate to Reverend Toth Wilder. Side, dedicated to our friend Reverend Toth Wilder. Friends, this has been Hour of Slack number 1012 from the Subgenius Foundation in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, formerly of Dallas, Texas, and now at subgenius.com. Friends, this background music is by Magicyclops. It's a song called Mark Mothersbaugh is God. And praise also Bob, and praise a lemur.
More than 100 years ago, the United States Postal Service had to make a trip to the post office to pick up and send their mail. So mail often went unsent and undelivered.